This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections has reached its peak, with just one day remaining for it to end. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns amid public meetings across the city. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party announces new policies every hour out of frustration. Addressing a public meeting in R.K. Puram, Mr. Modi claimed that AAP is so shocked that it is resorting to false announcements. He also alleged that the party has wasted the past 11 years and has not done any development work.
Aapda ke leaders use chhodkar ja rahe hain. Ye jaan chuke hain ki ground par janta aapda se kitna naraaz hai, kitni nafrat karti hai. Delhi ke logon ke gusse se aapda party itni gambhara gayi hai ki har ghante jhoothi ghoshnaen kar rahi hai.
Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal wrote to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding action against BJP workers and Delhi police officers alleging that they had attacked his party workers. Addressing the media, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that AAP workers in the New Delhi Assembly were being intimidated and harassed by BJP workers. On the other hand, the Chief Electoral Office of Delhi said that no written complaints could be traced in most of the cases of allegations against BJP workers for intimidating and harassing AAP volunteers in New Delhi Assembly constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed public meetings at Horse Ghazi, saying this is a battle of ideologies and Congress is fighting to save the constitution. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that AAP and BJP have suddenly focused on women issues now that elections are near. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The Uttar Pradesh government has enhanced security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of the third Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami today to ensure safety of devotees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has instructed officials to ensure zero errors in arrangements. Over 50,000 police personnel, including paramilitary forces, have been deployed to ensure safety and security. The Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no VIP zone for the safety and convenience of devotees. India's ambitious mission to send scientists to explore the depths of the ocean is specifically designed submersible Samudrayaan got a boost, with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocating 600 crore rupees for the deep ocean mission. The mission involves mapping deep ocean flows and developing technologies like a manned submersible with 6,000 meter water depth rating. It also involves exploration of deep sea mining for sustainable utilization of deep sea bioresources and developing engineering designs for offshore thermal energy driven desalination plants. Embassy of India in Kinshasa has advised all Indian nationals residing in Congo's Bukavu to immediately depart to safer locations by whatever means available while the airports, borders and commercial routes are still open. In an advisory, the embassy strongly recommended against any travel to Bukavu. There are reports of M23 rebels being only around 20 to 25 kilometers away from Bukavu. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 150 runs in the fifth and final T20 international match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.